G'day, KB. How are you?
Rob, today we've just been talking about memberships today, of course, with Eddie Maguire. They're looking, they got 80,000 last year, which was a record. But 5 p.m. today is actually the cut-off time for the 2013 membership to renew their same seats for the 2014 Super Rugby season. Of course, general public, of course, is open now. So if you want that same seat as last year, you better get in quick.
That's right. And look, it's very impressive to see what Eddie and the whole Collingwood crew have done down there. And we're certainly not reaching to those stars just yet, but we're hoping that we can galvanise the rugby supporters in this state and get behind the Rebels for 2014 with 10,000 members being our target.
Well, let's hope that you can reach that target, Rob, because I can remember many years ago when there was talk about a team in, coming to Melbourne and lost out to the team over in Perth. And at that stage, you know, the Weary Dunlop Club, and there was a lot of talk that there was a great rugby community right here in Melbourne. Are we seeing that support for the Rebels?
Well, I think we're seeing more of it. I think the change in ownership structure that occurred in June this year, I think, is going to help to bring the community game and the professional game together. From our analysis, we've got about 125,000 people in this state actively involved in rugby in one way, shape or form. Yep. So I think having 10,000 goal in the first instance is not a huge ask if you're thinking that we've got 125,000 actively involved in the game, and of course the broader interest is there as well. So I'd hope that people will really get behind us this year. We've made a lot of changes in the organisation, as you know, and I'm really confident that we're shaping up nicely.
Well, let's hope you can get the Victorian rugby fans on board. I've always had strong doubts. I wouldn't like to be a private owner of any sporting club in Australia. It works in America, but it hasn't really worked here, and we saw that in AFL football on several occasions. But no longer privately owned. It's now owned by the entire Victorian rugby community.
That's right. That's right. And look, we have a great debt to owe to people like Harold Mitchell and the other foundation investors. The Rebels wouldn't be alive today without them, so that's a wonderful legacy that they've left. But I think our opportunity now is to really galvanise the community, and you know, the Rebels' future is in their hands, and that is something that I think can really work for us, the Rebels, and can work for them, and help to grow the game and grow the profile here. Understanding that, you know, we are surrounded by the monolith that is AFL, yep. And that's fantastic, and I think there's room for all of us in this mad sporting city.
Well, you're in the heartland of AFL, we all know that, Rob, but one thing that we do like to follow other sports, I think we've seen that with Melbourne Storm, we see it with Melbourne Victory and Melbourne Heart to a lesser extent. There is a great opportunity for rugby to just get it. It's niche here. One of the things I think, Rob, is that you've got to win. You've got to give people something to cheer for. And it seems to me that in the past, over the last couple of years, there's been a number of hiccups with the Rebels, just trying to get that right mix, trying to get that right culture. But there has been a lot of changes for this season.
Yeah, look, and I think it's hard to give birth to a new team in a competition that at that stage was 14 years old. And the expectation was high, and I understand that. But the challenges now, you know, really that 3 years has put a solid foundation in place. But our challenge now is to put the performance on the field more consistently. And that's the mantra that we've got in the club this year is that, you know, in the last 3 years, we've improved our position by one on the ladder each year. And that's going in the right direction. But in 2014, we want to see a step change in this organisation and in the performance of the team. And Tony McGann and the new coaching staff are very much putting everything into that outcome, and we're seeing that in the pre-season performance of the players. And if you talk to the players, you're getting a very clear sense that things are very different. And they're, I think, very committed to delivering what the members and the fans in this state deserve.
Well, Tony McGann is a celebrated coach with come from Ireland, of course, and been over there with Munster and also with the Wallabies as well. And as you say, you've got a support staff now, because there was a great there was a frank review, wasn't there, Rob, of the Rebels, and having a look at the Rebels. I mean, you know, the club's invested heavily now in facilities and staff to try and provide the best support for the players. In the past, it seemed that when we got Curtly Beale and James O'Connor, we were looking for that marquee player to give us some sort of footprint here in Melbourne, Victoria. But Beale's gone, James O'Connor's gone. What was the mistakes made?
Look, I'm a believer in marquee players, but the individual can't be bigger than the club or bigger than the team. And it is a team sport, and these guys go out and have to want to play for each other and put their bodies on the line. And if you have certain dynamics that aren't necessarily encouraging that to happen, then it is going to impact negatively on your performance. And it became very clear to me when I joined that the dynamic wasn't right, the alignment wasn't there, and we had to address those issues to actually get a team that wanted to play for each other, coached by world-class coaching who knew what high standards needed to be achieved. And I think we've got that mix right now. And that's why I'm so optimistic about how it's shaping up for next season.
Is that why when you took on the interim CEO's role with the Rebels that, it's an interim one for that particular point of time, Rob, but you've now committed yourself to the club until the end of 2015 because you like what you're seeing down there and want to be part of a journey, because you've had quite a career, of course, in rugby league, being the CEO of the ACT Brumbies and also the Chief Operating Officer of Australian Rugby Union as well. So, I mean, you've had a celebrated career. The fact that you decided to stay on is good for the Rebels.
Well, there was one thing that just stuck out to me. In my first month here in the interim role, whilst there was a lot of, concern around certain aspects of the performance of the organisation, and that was right, I saw the foundations in place that, frankly, reminded me a bit about my time at the Brumbies, and I selfishly didn't want anybody else to have the opportunity to actually fulfil what I believe we can fulfil in a short period of time. And so it was a selfish decision by me to grab the reins and say I want to stay, because I'm so excited and motivated about what I think we can do in this competition and what we can do for the members and fans here for rugby in the state. So that's why I made my decision. And as I look back on it now, 6 months down the track, I don't regret it one iota.
Well, you've signed up some of the brightest young Australian talent, of course, and Scott Higginbotham was very good last year, and along with Hugh Pyle, Tom English and Mitch Inman, all signed up, and there's a host of other exciting young stars too. Tommy Kingston is one of them. So good luck, Rob. Let's hope we can have a chat right throughout the course of the year. I'd like to keep in touch and talk about the Rebels. We'd like to support the Rebels and like to see them have success.
Yeah, well, so do we, and we're doing everything to try and achieve that for everybody in this state that loves rugby.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks for joining us.